This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
The Republican Party is in such disarray right now. Crisis after crisis. Nonetheless, the Democratic Party does not seem to have been able to capitalize on the problems facing your other party. Why?
What do you mean not capitalize? We've beaten them on the in appropriations. We've won every fight. The president's numbers are in the high 30s, which is for a new president remarkable that to be so low. So I think he is making his own case. The American people see for themselves that he does not share their values, and that he does not, some who may have voted for him are now rethinking, and others are just digging in their heels. But we are getting ready for an election, the election of 2018, which we expect to take back the Congress. In the meantime, though, we hope to get Republicans to join us in our better deal, better jobs, better pay, a better future.
Better policies, all these things that they've been so better at. A good try, Nancy Pelosi. I mean,
geez, that better jobs, better pay. That seems like something that somebody else is running on.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm pretty sure he's also pulling through on that at the moment.
Yeah, exactly. And they've won on every end. They've delayed. They've resisted. I don't know if you call it winning what they've done. I mean, I didn't think they won on Neil Gorsuch. Did they win on Neil Gorsuch? No, I don't think so.
Well, it's like the baseball game. We always talk about hits and runs, right?
Yes.
Apparently, in her world, if you just delay, if you go 0-0, for 50 innings, that's a win.
Yes, exactly. Well, that's what it's all about, you know, with Obamacare. How do you figure that you've won with Obamacare? This is the disaster that you guys created. And we're in this big mess because of what you've done, and you're not doing anything at all to participate in solving the problem. So I think it's rather bold, you know, to claim some sort of high ground here. But, you know, this is typical of what they do. You know, it reminds me of Bill Fetter, you know, in our conversations with Bill. Bill talks about, you know, the guy that, you know, burns up the house in the back door and then runs around the other side and the front. He just happens to have a hose with water, and he's the only guy with the hose with water to, you know, save the burning building, right? This is the Democratic Party.
Well, yeah, and then this is the same party that has their leader of their party, by the way, because she's pretty high up in there and controls the old purse strings, as she'll tell you.
Right, exactly.
They have the gall to question Trump's mental health.
Right.
Listen to what she said in there.
Mm-hmm.
She thinks they're winning.
Yeah.
What have they done?
Yes, exactly. Where is there a win? And even from that standpoint, see, it is all partisan politics. It's about the Democrats. Well, what about the people? You know, are the people winning on these Democratic policies? Have they won at all in the most recent, two administrations under Barack Obama? Yeah. You know, whether it's health care, our national security has been compromised. I mean, we are running into some issues with the military that have been the result of the Obama and Democratic policies. You know, things that have been happening in the military. I mean, it's not Donald Trump that, Donald Trump's trying to clean up this mess. As he said, I believe, in the first week or two that he was in the Oval Office and actually seeing the reality of it. If you remember the look on his face, he goes, wow, this is a mess. And the way he said it, it was like, it's like as if they didn't allow him to look behind door number 1, 2, or 3. And he got to look behind all three of them and goes, where do I begin to clean this up? Now, this is a CEO. This is a trained chief executive officer coming in to the inner workings of our government and coming out and going, oy vey, heaven help us. But Nancy Pelosi says they are winning. at whose expense and whatever delusional perspective she's holding to on that one. Talk about heels being dug in. Just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour. Megan Barth coming up next. Stay with us, America.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez with you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Drop me an email. We'd love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. As promised, the one, the only, yes, Megan Barth, founder, proprietor of BreakingBabe.com, nationally recognized political commentator and women's advocate. Good day to you, Miss Megan. How are we doing?
Good to talk to you once again on this beautiful Friday.
Yeah, it is a beautiful Friday, except if you happen to be in Texas in the way of Hurricane Harvey that's coming in, and they're saying that it could end up being a Category 3 with winds of 120-plus there. So Corpus Christi, that area is hunkered down. Universities are being cleared out. Emergency warnings have gone out. And I like how they're posing this. I mean, they're kind of saying it's an emergency, but yet they're not telling everybody, you know, evacuate yet. And, you know, this is shades and memories of Louisiana one more time. And they're saying, Harvey, you know, speaking of Louisiana, it could potentially go in, come out, and then, you know, go and head toward Louisiana. I mean, that's pretty crazy.
And the last hurricane warning we had of this magnitude, the hurricane never hit the coast.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we were grateful for that because I happened to be in that area where they were saying it was going to hit that coast, and it was the way it, you know, traveled up the east side of Florida. You know, it stayed about 70 miles off the coast from us, so we only got about 70 mile an hour winds. It wasn't too bad, but it's more the foreboding sense. When those winds are coming through, you're just not sure what's going to happen. You know, when it comes in, I mean, it's pretty crazy. And the winds are bad enough, but it's the water. And in this particular hurricane, they're looking at a lot of water that it could, you know, the way they go is sometimes they're there and they're just spilling all kinds of water. I mean, they're saying as much as 25 inches in several hours could, you know, could drench that area. And of course, you know, you're talking that Gulf Coast, which is, you know, always been tenuous anyway. You know, they can handle, you know, hurricane twos almost, but, you know, you start getting threes, fours, it becomes problematic, and you got infrastructure damage and all other projections, you know, that could happen. So it's pretty crazy here. So yes, we're praying for you know, that area of the Gulf. Already, you know, gas prices are being affected because, as you imagine, you know, we've got oil refineries and infrastructure there that's all, you know, under, you know, they're under warning. They've been evacuated. Certainly, they're not going to sit there and hold on to the, hold on to the oil structures out there like Lieutenant Dan, yelling at the winds, you know. So, anyway, that's what's going on with all this bluster and everything like that. You almost think it's Nancy Pelosi personified with her delusion. I don't know if you heard what she had to say here yesterday about how the Democrats are winning. You know, they've been winning on every side. And winning, I mean, her own crazy perception about winning. Yeah, go, listen, Megan, let's play it one more time. Let's see what you think about this one.
The Republican Party is in such disarray right now, crisis after crisis. Nonetheless, the Democratic Party does not seem to have been able to capitalize on the problems facing your other party. Why?
What do you mean not capitalize? We've beaten them on the in appropriations. We've won every fight. The president's numbers are in the high 30s, which is for a new president remarkable that to be so low. So I think he is making his own case. The American people see for themselves that he does not share their values, and that he does not, some who may have voted for him are now rethinking, and others are just digging in their heels. But we are getting ready for an election, the election of 2018, which we expect to take back the Congress. In the meantime, though, we hope to get Republicans to join us in our better deal, better jobs, better pay, a better future.
Yeah, that's the Me Too mantra that she's spouting. I mean, that's pretty crazy. I mean, you know, she's saying they're winning. At what expense? I mean, the people in Main Street America are still having a hard time getting jobs, you know, getting out from under all these regulations and policies the Democrats have thrust upon them. But in her perspective, it's all good for the Democratic Party.
Nancy Pelosi obviously hasn't looked at the fundraising numbers, where we have basically outraised them in cash by about $6 million, and that's just one quarter. If you look back to the beginning of the year, that number doubles or even triples. And so Nancy Pelosi is not raising money. She is, I guess, seen as a leader of the Democrat Party, and if that is the case, she also admonished Americans regarding the First Amendment that you can't scream wolf in a theater. I always thought it was fire. But Nancy Pelosi.
Well, it's wolves. It's wolves.
Wolf.
It's wolves. You know. That's what it's come. You know, it's come to. It's no longer fire. It's wolves. You know, they're running amok. It's madness.
Right. The wolves are going crazy. But Nancy Pelosi is crazy, and this is the problem the Democrats have: is not only do they try to transfer their failures upon the Republican Party, but the Democrats truly are in disarray, and we know that not only because of their fundraising numbers, but because they've lost the last five elections, four special, one national. And when we look at the Democrat Party, the reason that they're not raising any money is because they do not have a strong leader, nor do they have a message that is saleable to the American people.
Saleable or discernible. People don't even understand. I mean, you talk about identity and lack thereof. That is the problem. And that is the clear difference between Donald Trump and Nancy Pelosi. And I would say the rest of the establishment GOPers who are not getting behind this president is they do not understand, you know, the advantage of having a discernible message.
Right, exactly. And when we see Donald Trump take the stage in Phoenix just over this past week, we see that he can deliver a powerful message as he did on the campaign trail and also fill a stadium of 30,000 people. So that is the spirit of the American people, is when you can look at the rallies that Donald Trump is still drawing, and I hope that he does these rallies once a quarter.
Well, I think he needs to stay. He's better outside of the Beltway than inside the Beltway. It's just, it's mired. And, then we have the polling that comes up again that I question, because these are the same pollsters that said that, Hillary Clinton was going to win by 90%, that it was going to be a runaway, an absolute slam dunk for her. And now they're talking about the president's, you know, approval ratings and, you know, that sort of thing. And my spin on this is that's fine. You know, they can say whatever they want, but ratings give you a snapshot of what is and what you need to work on. But when you look at how Donald Trump is filling these stadiums, it seems incongruous, and it's not matching up with these polling reports that are coming down.
Right, exactly. And I'm glad that you bring that up, because polling does not necessarily measure the spirit of the American people, which we saw in Arizona.
Yeah, without a doubt. And we're still waiting for that announcement where Joe Arpaio, Sheriff Joe, will be pardoned by one DJT. So we'll have to see how that comes about, as many of us are hopeful that that will be sooner and not later. Megan Barth is with us. More from Miss Megan after this. Stay with us, America. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
I've been taking One Rule Away for several years and experienced healing for a severe intestinal problem. A car accident and the deployment of an airbag caused 2 breaks and crushed bone in my left wrist. My arm swelled, yet pain was minimum. At one point, it was obvious to the eye that the bone was misaligned and x-rays confirmed the break. Surgery was immediately scheduled. Upon awakening, the doctor entered and told me I was a very unusual case. He said that when he opened up my wrist, he expected to see raw, mangled, bruised, brown meat. Instead, the tissue was healthy and pink, and even right next to the broken bone, it was pretty. Yes, he actually said I had free tissue. During the 3 weeks between the break and the surgery, I became obsessed with taking One Rule Away. During that time, I was taking it 3 times a day. It seemed my body just craved it. It all beautifully healed in record time with no scar tissue.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit sgn80.com.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
KADC, there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember?
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's Way Lightning Fresh every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. I am Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Megan Barth is with us, founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, nationally recognized political commentator and women's advocate. Miss Megan, here it is. We've got Nancy Pelosi on one side, the Democrats insisting that they're winning. You know, forget about we the people in Main Street America. You know, we're losing at their expense and their delusion of what they define, I guess, as winning. But meanwhile, we've got some serious issues, and it's no wonder the president is putting the heat on Ryan and McConnell, saying, look, you got to deliver here. You know, you have control of both houses of the legislature, and there's no excuses. You've got to make this stuff happen. You've had 7 years. You've been knowing what the fight is. And we've got enough experience, and, you know, there better be some leadership here to make this stuff happen.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that McConnell needs to do and needs to do immediately is basically eliminate the 60-vote threshold and reduce that to 50, because we know that's exactly what the Democrats would do. If Hillary Clinton were president and Hillary Clinton wanted to, quote-unquote, fix Obamacare, they would pass single-payer without a single Republican vote, like they did with Obamacare.
Exactly.
And so in order to get this agenda, the Make America Great Again agenda, pushed through, and that is tax reform and also the repeal of Obamacare, which we're still waiting for, but other initiatives that Donald Trump wants to get done. If we rely on the 60-vote threshold, we'll never get there. Now, do I think we'll get there after the 2018 elections? Yes, because I don't think the Democrats are going to win the midterms, and we have to make sure that as Donald Trump is campaigning, you know, on behalf of Kelly Ward, who is primarying Flake in Arizona, and we see her political star rise, especially that now Hannity and Laura Ingraham have thrown their endorsement behind her. She's getting more national exposure. And I think once we win these races and remove the moderates, which are sabotaging this president's agenda, we'll get more done.
It is amazing to me, Megan, even it, with the Republican, even they don't agree with the totality of Donald Trump's agenda, the empirical evidence is so strong. I mean, the people have voted. Get behind this guy. Find where you can agree with him and support him 110%. The other stuff you work out. But you're going to sit there and insist that you get it all your way. And again, at what expense? At the people's expense. And, you know, along the way, you're being embarrassed because you are, you know, the people aren't going to sit there and say, well, you were this wing of the Republican Party, so we're going to bifurcate and try to under. They're not going to go through that. They're just going to say, hey, you got an R after your name and you guys messed up. We gave you the keys to the car. You've been insisting you knew how to drive. We gave it to you, and you guys, you can't turn the key to even get the engine started. So forget it. We don't want to hear it. You know, we've heard all this time that if only you were in control, that you would square this away.
I don't
know. You know, and so they're going to get filtered out come the 2018 one way or another. And even still, I am not convinced, Megan. I'm glad to hear your optimism that even after the 2018 election, that there will be enough turnover that will support, because you still have the ideological fix of some of the GOP establishment types.
We do, and I think that's how we flush out the GOP establishment types. The GOP is fundraising not because of the words of Marco Rubio or Lindsey Graham or John McCain or Mitt Romney. The GOP is fundraising astronomical, record-breaking numbers because of Donald Trump.
For one reason and one reason only, exactly. You're exactly right.
We have a 63 million person mandate. That's what the GOP has right now. And the GOP won the Rust Belt. They never had won the Rust Belt before Donald Trump. And so Donald Trump's main three cornerstones of the MAGA movement was to repeal Obamacare, build the wall and economic prosperity, and that could be through tax reform, let's say. So that's what the American people voted for. They may not, the 63 million may not know what exactly the tax reform is going to look like, but they certainly know that something needs to be done because more money is going out of their pocket instead of on their dinner table. And when we look at elections far and wide, and that's midterms and national elections, people always vote with their pocketbook.
You're right. Except for one time with Obama, which you guys, but that remains a mystery to this day. But you're exactly right, Megan. And this could very well, again, what we're seeing here, the way the GOP is dropping the ball here, and Trump sees this, you know, clearly. And I'm not sure that Ryan and McConnell, for some reason, they think it's business as usual. But I agree, the 50 vote threshold needs to be enacted. The Democrats would have done this a long time ago, not even, you know, made any excuses or looked back. It's like, let's get legislation, let's make some things happen, because meanwhile, they're criticizing the heck out of the GOP, including the mainstream media, the propaganda arm of the Democratic Party, for not getting, you know, getting the job done. Now, let's, I want to talk about the Bannon, you know, everybody that, this evil, representative of white supremacy and everything that's phobic, in this country was all on the, doorsteps and the heels of, one Steve Bannon. He exits and he says, "Hey, look at I am not retreating. I'm just I'm actually fighting from a different direction, right?"
Yeah, and as he said in his exit to the Weekly Standard, that now he is free and he has all his weapons at his disposal, and he has one hell of a platform to use those weapons, and that is Breitbart, which he is going to, I believe, expand a little bit more than it is, and that's more on an international, global level. But Breitbart is a very good tool that he has in his box in order to defeat those who defy this president, and those include the moderates. And I think that you are going to see Bannon the bomb thrower. They call him Bannon the barbarian in the White House. I call him Bannon the bomb thrower outside the White House. And why the bomb throwers are so essential in politics is because they keep party and politicians honest. And that's exactly what the GOP needs, is a couple bombs actually thrown in the middle of the establishment to clear the way for the MAGA agenda. And he's also going to use his bomb-throwing skills not only against those in the GOP that are destroying the party of Reagan, but those outside the GOP, the Democrats, and the press specifically, in order to keep them honest. And so Breitbart was started by Andrew Breitbart because he wanted to destroy the mainstream media, which he considered the enemy of the people. And I think now that Bannon is back where Bannon is, I believe, most effective in politics is on the outside, as most bomb throwers are.
Exactly. The chains are off. Don't you find it ironic the very people that tried to destroy him didn't? And because they didn't, they're going to, you know, they better hunker down.
Take cover.
Because they have, in a sense, created an even bigger monster with what they did, what they, you know, tried to do with Steve Bannon.
Yeah, he's got the inside knowledge now that he can use on the outside, and I think that is going to be one of his greatest weapons, is the inside knowledge that he has, because he knows where the bodies are buried, he knows where the enemies are hiding, and it's his chance now to expose those that wish to harm or undermine or sabotage this president.
Well, Congress comes back, and we've got some major issues. The debt ceiling. We've got the wall. The president has made it clear. Boy, if you don't fund the wall, we're going to stop the government. So all the gloves are off on this situation. They're going to have to figure out what to do here with that. Tax reform has got to happen. As far as repealing and replace Obamacare, Megan, we've been pushing that. I believe we the people can self. Repeal, replace. They're already making decisions right now on their own. They're freed up to go and do a direct pay model. We had several conversations this week, one particularly with Josh Umber, which is on our website, Dr. Josh Umber with Atlas MD, doing an incredible amount of work. He's got, I think, over 700 offices now that are doing a concierge-type service. 50 bucks a month. You can see the doctor as much as you want.
Once you give people a taste of the free market, they want nothing else.
Can you imagine?
It reduces costs and increases competition. competition, and that's exactly what we need in the healthcare market.
Exactly. We don't need a government in the middle of it, only making it more confusing. Clearly, Democrats couldn't do it. The Republicans aren't doing much better, frankly. Megan Barth, I'm Bill Martinez Live.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey, D.C., there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember?
Hello from the other side. I must have caught a thousand times.
Bill Martinez, live.
You know, this is what mainstream America is singing. You know, it's like, hello, you know, you guys on the Beltway, Constitution. Hey, we're here. We're starving. You got things kind of messed up here. And meanwhile, you want to thrust all this solar energy and renewable energy. And how many billions of dollars have we spent? Oh, that's right. That's our money you've been spending. And there's no reasonable return on investment. But, you know, God forbid that there would be any kind of accountability. After all, you're all part of these incredible elites that know so much, that take the people's money and just run it into the ground. And I'll tell you, this was on full display. This is one thing, you know, that you can appreciate when the light of day is there and also there's a restriction of light. Some things come to mind and are quite exposed if you have an eye to see it. And our next guest is going to point out what the eclipse, you know, this total eclipse, you know, first time, what, in 99 years. I mean, this is like the experience of a lifetime, really. But there are some things that that came out on display if you were open to see it. And thank you, Kenneth Stein, for coming on. Kenneth is the he is the director of policy for the Institute for Energy Research. And you saw something with this eclipse that a lot of people overlooked, and certainly the mainstream media is not about pointing it out.
Well, yeah, that's the the eclipse highlights just the variability of solar energy. Mm-hmm. When the sun's not there, these solar panels don't generate energy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that happens during the course of the day. The eclipse obviously is a occasional thing, but, you know, every time the sun goes by in clouds and the energy production drops, and then, of course, when the sun goes down, there's no energy at all.
Exactly. And the birds are flying, and yeah, nobody's getting chopped up and all this good stuff. So, so case in point, clearly, you know, here it is. You're reporting that the energy loss affected, what, 1.5 million homes or something?
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, this is, you know, it was the middle of the day. This is peak solar generation for all these states, but along the way. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's everybody that was in the path of a couple of these states, like North Carolina, are some of the leading solar energy generators. So that was a lot of power that, you know, conked out for a couple minutes there.
Mm-hmm. Well, your institute's president, Tom Pyle, says, as the utility sector prepares for the short-term impact, as they prepare for the short-term impact of the solar eclipse, a much larger problem looms for solar advocates: the diminishing value of intermittent solar as a reliable source of electricity. That is the underline right there, as a reliable source of electricity. How do you like me now?
Right, that's the key, and that's our most recent report is just the solar value cliff. And the point is that at very, very low percentages of the market, solar, you know, that can help, you know, during the day, it can help lower the electricity needs, generation needs. But the problem is that when your peak demand is right at the end of the day, in the evening, when everyone gets home, turns on their TVs, you know, fires up all their electronics and appliances, that's when the peak generation is needed. But of course, that's when the sun's going down, or most of the year, the sun may already be down.
Yeah.
So solar energy doesn't help us meet that peak demand. You've got to keep all this backup capacity to cover for that.
Exactly. And Ken, I don't want people to, you know, get wiggy here and think we're, you know, trying to say the sky is falling. It's just, we're just trying to bring into the conversation some perspective and balance here, because what we've been told for, it seems like, at least over a decade, if not more, is that, you know, this is what it's all about. You know, solar energy, it is the be-all and end-all, and even those that have invested in it probably would come back with some sobriety and empirical evidence and direct experience and say, well, it, you know, I'm glad I made the move, but it's not all that it cracked up to be, right?
Sure, exactly. And this is what I mean by at lower percentages, it's a very useful thing to have. It's a very good investment. It's, you know, it provides some flexibility and helps meet, you know, daytime demand. But once you start getting up beyond about the 5-6% range, you start getting into issues where you have to maintain backup capacity. And of course, that costs money. Like, someone's got to pay for that. You know, it ends up being electricity consumers who have to pay extra, and they are paying for their solar power during the day, but they're also paying to maintain these backup natural gas or even coal that sit idle all day and have to be fired up, you know, to meet peak demand in the evening.
Mm-hmm. So, and when it's fired up like this, as you say, then it's not a steady stream. Suddenly we've got a spike in expenses because we have to fire it up like that. Is that what you're saying?
Right, exactly. The most efficient way to run any power plant, this is whether it's nuclear or natural gas or coal, is to run it at a steady level 24 hours a day. And, you know, they'll stop for maintenance every now and then. But the problem is that when you have solar and wind that are constantly going up and down, even during the day when the sun's shining, the power generation is going up and down depending on clouds and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to constantly have coal and natural gas there sitting ready to be turned on and then turned off and turned on and then off. And that's an incredibly inefficient way to run a power plant. It just costs more to turn things off and on all day long.
Wow. So with that calculus in mind, and of course, you've got all the environmentalists, you've got the movement to get away from coal and, you know, what Hillary Clinton and the Democrats would want to thrust upon us. This doesn't seem to be a very smart way to address the whole energy issue, especially at a point here, Ken, where, with the natural gas developments and findings and everything that's happening in our country right now, for the first time, gosh, in my lifetime or ever, we're in a point, and I say we the people, America is at a point where we can be energy independent and potentially energy dominant if we play our cards right here, right?
Oh, that's very true. The last 10 years or so, just with the advances with hydraulic fracturing and other in drilling techniques, we've unlocked enormous domestic natural gas supplies. The volume is just something that 20, 30 years ago couldn't even have been imagined. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about at least 100 years worth of supply, and that's just what we know now. And every projection we've ever had of supply has always undershot. We've always discovered more. We've always developed new technology. And natural gas is so cheap right now that it's honestly malpractice to be throwing a bunch of money in subsidies at non-competitive, intermittent supplies when we have natural gas that can provide that steady base load that we need.
And this is the problem with government and some of the policies is that as Ronald Reagan says, once you get something instituted by the government, it's probably the closest thing to eternal life that you have here on Earth. You can't upend these things. And here it is. We've got new evidence that clearly demonstrates that, this is yesterday's news. And if you are, you have any kind of fiduciary responsibility to the people's money, what are we doing? Why are we supporting a losing cause here? Because, again, we're reminded, in the light of day and when there's less light as a result of the eclipse, that, we got problems here in River City and we're just kind of being, almost a bit stupid.
Yeah. Well, and, the wind tax credits and the solar tax credits, those were supposed to be temporary. When they were first put in, these are temporary. These are just to help the industry get on their feet. Well, here we are decades later. If the industry's not on their feet now, maybe there is a problem with the industry. It might be about time to start rolling this back.
Exactly. Not to mention the subsidies that the Obama administration had given to Solyndra. And no sooner did they give them all that money than they allow the Chinese to come in and underbid and compromise the people's investment. I mean, brilliant move by the Obama administration at the people's expense. And somehow that's okay. Whereas, as we know, in the private sector, if any CEO would have done something, in such a bungling compromise of return on investment, they'd have been shown the exit right away. Of course, they'd probably be given millions of dollars on the way out, but nonetheless, they would be no more. But here it is. We still kind of live with this incompetency. And, for some reason, they don't want to talk about that, Ken Stein.
Right, exactly.
You can't blame them. He is the IER's Director of Policy. Ken Stein has been with us. Ken, thank you so much. Appreciate the insight, buddy. Take care.
Thank you very much.
You got it. Have a good day.
Dear friends in Christ, the Reverend Michael Spruill.
From the studio that brought you War Room and Miracles from Heaven comes All Saints, a new pastor's first assignment to close a struggling church.
I think God's with me.
He wants us to save this little church by making the land into a farm.
From a seed of faith grows hope.
Look back where we started.
We are not where we started. We're somewhere completely new.
All Saints, starring John Corbett, rated PG, parental guidance suggested. Now playing. For tickets and showtimes, go to allsaintsmovie.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam.
you do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Someone has to stand up and say it. Bill Martinez, live.
Now I'm just a beggar in the presence of...
And pray is not only that it's said, but there's ears to hear here, ladies and gentlemen. It's madness, I got to tell you. You know, we're talking, it's back to school time, and as we've been having this discussion, I really feel for the teachers today. I want to bring Jeff Johnston on right away here. Jeff is an issue analyst with a focus on the family. He researches, writes about a variety of subjects related to marriage, homosexuality, gender, and healthy sexuality. Got to add that in there. There's nothing wrong with sexuality. We just got to be focused on the healthy part of sexuality here, and what is healthy. I think God's real clear about those healthy choices that we can make. Jeff, good to have you on with us. Always good to have your perspective. How are you doing, sir?
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having me on your show. I'm doing great. Thanks.
Well, I wanted to talk. This has been a topic that has come up on our show quite repeatedly here. It's back to school time. And I mean, from all perspectives, quite amazing, you know, that these teachers, what they're facing in the classroom, and then understanding that the impact that some of the cultural issues are having on teachers. I mean, we've got attrition at record levels. I mean, teachers are saying, hey, I had enough. I don't have a fair shot at this deal. I'm having to teach things that don't make sense to me. They have nothing to do with reading, writing, and arithmetic. Every summer, you know, when the kids come back to school, you always got that typical, you know, tell us what you did over the summer vacation. And it seems that what teachers were asked to do was to go in and take some sort of crash course on psychotherapy and come back and be these incredible, socialists. I mean, the socialists, but societal, protectors of, of social injustice or whatever that's going on. And they're coming back to the classrooms. It's not about the three R's anymore. It's about, bathroom choice. Pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's wild. And we're seeing this all across the U.S. And a lot of this is from the top down, from state departments of education. So you have states like Washington, where you're required to teach about sexuality and LGBT issues at all different age levels. And in California, teachers are supposed to incorporate this into the curriculum, everything from history to math. They're supposed to include LGBT issues. And parents naturally are astounded and afraid and confused and questioning all this. A lot of times what's being taught in the schools is in direct opposition to what parents are teaching their kids and to what Christian families especially believe. So,
exactly.
Yeah, we're seeing this all across the U.S.
Well, here it is. We're at that intersection where transgender issues are coming in contact with, with education, and it's being thrust. So whether parents like it or not, you can't stick your head in the sand, because these teachers are forced, as you say, Jeff, from the top down. Their hands are tied. They have got to deal with these issues. Now, that's just on the surface if we're fortunate. The other thing is that you have some teachers who are very passionate about this issue, and this is like religion for them. So your kids are going to get indoctrinated on LGBTQ issues, whether you like it or not, and in a way that's not necessarily user-friendly. So you better get ready, because you're going to have some interesting conversations from these young kids coming home from school, not to mention some of these teachers, because they're going to say, hey, look at in our house we believe in the Bible. Oh my goodness, get ready.
That's right. At Focus on the Family, we're big supporters of parental rights in education, and we want parents to guide their children's education. And so what we're seeing is that a lot of people are homeschooling or moving to charter schools, but that's not possible for everybody. So we've tried to create some resources to help families when they encounter these issues, when their kids come home from school and say, our teacher read this book about a boy who turned into a girl. What do you think, Mom? Am I going to turn into a girl?
Yes.
Mom's kind of floored when she hears that stuff.
Yeah.
But we want parents to be prepared to talk by, first of all, talking to their children about real basic biblical truths, that God made us in his image, male and female, that you're a boy or a girl, and that he loves boys and girls, and both of those are good. So we're encouraging parents to start real early, not talking about the transgender ideology or homosexuality, but talking about basic biblical truths with their children.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to come in conflict. There's no doubt about it, because when they go to school and this issue comes in and it says this is part of the daily curriculum or whenever it comes up, this module that has to be taught in the classes at the people's expense, though you've laid the groundwork to say, okay, this is what God says real clear, the choice is it's empirical, it's all right there, obvious, in front of everybody. Biologically you can see it, proof that God really didn't mean what he said. And but then you've got these stories and you've got the curriculum that comes in that's going to collide, and little Johnny, because you always have a little Johnny, is going to say, that ain't the way it is. And
that's right.
And, and then has been the case, because I've heard from parents. Hello, mother of little Johnny. It is time for you to come up and pick up little Johnny. He's in the principal's office. He's in the principal's office for why? Well, because he questioned the teacher. He questioned the teacher. What did he question the teacher over? Well, he obviously, everybody knows that, there's 26, at least 26 and growing numbers of gender choices. And your son is, he's homophobic. I mean, he's got a disease. There's something wrong with him.
This is
the kind of stuff parents are dealing with.
They really are. 10 years ago when I was hired at Focus on the Family, we had a program called Love One Out, and we encouraged parents and churches to deal with these issues with grace and truth. Well, in the past couple of years, we've had to add a couple new words to that list. We encourage parents to deal with these issues with grace and truth, but also with courage and wisdom.
Yes.
and your parents will be needing to inculcate into their children godly courage and wisdom mm-hmm. as to how to address these issues. And they're going to need that themselves as they deal with schools. Mm-hmm. The good news is we've got a couple of really simple resources that parents can link to. Some of them are at our True Tolerance website, mm-hmm. and some of them are at our Focus on the Family website. If you go to focusonthefamily.com and you just do a search for transgender resources, you'll find all kinds of resources that give you tips on how to talk to your kids about these issues, but also how to approach the school. Mm-hmm. Some things like, you know, you don't want to do this alone. You probably want to get support from other parents ahead of time. And you need to know that ahead of time that you and your child have basic constitutional rights. Those constitutional rights don't leave when your children walk into the schoolroom.
Exactly.
They stay with them. And so we've got a number of helpful resources. And I'm kind of amazed at how many parents are accessing these various resources. Thousands of people. And it's because of what you said, because of the stories that they're seeing in the news where, right before the end of the school year in California, a teacher read a couple books to students about boys turning into girls, transitioning into girls, and then one of the students changed clothes and said, "I'm transitioning into a girl," right in front of a class of young students. And so parents are hearing these stories and they're wanting to know, what can we do? How can we repair? How can we be prepared?
Yeah. Well, it's the information age we live in. It is a culture that's upside down with a secular perspective. You know, the call and commandment of our God is that we still are to carry the light of truth into this dark world. And, you know, as the song said, we were never promised a rose garden here. And, you gotta not only access the resources, and we're grateful, Jeff, for all that Focus on the Family does on behalf of families and specifically Christian families as well. Although there are secular families who are addressing this information as well, because they realize that what they're getting even from, you know, their secular resources are not, you know, they're not powerful enough. They're not informative. There's not enough truth in it. It's ideologically fixed. And they want to know the truth. And so I say, get the information and network, you know, find others that, you can find them at PTA meetings that are frustrated with what's happening with the curriculum, and come together, discuss these issues, because it's not going to be a one-time read and everything's settled. It's not going to be a microwave process. This is going to be a slow and dare I say, even a tedious process at times, right?
That's right. The good news, though, is that we're not the first generation of Christians that has faced this.
Mm-hmm.
We have definitely moved into a post-Christian culture here in the West, more of a pagan culture. The first century Christians faced the same kind of things,
mm-hmm.
and different Christians throughout history. Wilberforce and his crowd faced the
exactly.
same kind of thing, and they were able to transform the moral culture by, like you said, being a light in the darkness, by continuing to speak the truth, by demonstrating love to people, by showing courage and wisdom. And so, yeah, I believe that this is going to be a lengthy process, and we're in it for the long haul, but I think we can draw people to Christ by the light that we have, and we can transform the world.
Well, in the secular world, and those that need to be transformed, they need us, Jeff, and they know they need us, if only by instinct. And so they're looking for us, and we can be that demonstration, as you say, of light and courage. And, for a time such as this, right?
That's right. That's why we're here.
Exactly. Focus on the Family's Jeff Johnson. Jeff, as always, great to have you with us. Have yourself a blessed day, huh?
Thanks, Bill. You too.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer.